So happy to welcome Joan Tower to the stage with her wonderful Dumbarton Quintet. And Joan and I have known each other from the beginning of time, I think. And this piece is so extraordinary. You have basically two ideas that are interacting in ways that where each one becomes more and more intense. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you on a wonderful string quartet. Really, really nice. Really nice piece.
Thank you. Coming
and also, also thanks for doing presenting so many living composers. Yeah. This is a piece that was following Copland and Stravinsky, two of my idols, and I was put on a concert with both of them, and I thought, oh God, I'm a piece of dead lettuce here. But turned out those pieces were not their strongest pieces. So I kind of lucked out, well, sort of. It was almost, you know. And I played the piano part with the Enzo Quartet. This was at a think tank in Washington called the Dumbarton Oaks Estate. And so it was a kind of scary thing all the way around. The piano part's not easy.
You played it.
Yeah, I played it, and yeah, it's not easy. Anyways, it's actually influenced by Shostakovich. Because I was playing Shostakovich at the time. I played piano quite a bit, and I played his quintet and some trios, and I got very influenced by him. So Copland and Stravinsky kind of took a back seat at that point. And this is more Shostakovich, actually. Two ideas, yeah, I guess, sort of. I think there are more, actually.
Two principal themes that you have.
What are they?
Well, one of them is a whole tone scale, and the other is a diminished scale.
What's a whole tone scale? She's gonna. Oh, yeah, that appears somewhere. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so.
I hate to talk about my music.
Well. I first heard this piece upstate in Red Hook, is it?
Yeah,
and I was so blown away by it. I asked Joan if she would consider doing it again.
Absolutely.
And you've done it many times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, Ursula's played it three times, and the Cassats also played it three times, I think. So they got it down. But what was I going to say? I'm elderly. who are you? Anyways, I know what I was going to say. It's 13 minutes.
I have to tell a story about Joan, because you had a piece done. It was up in Albany, I remember, and you did one of these pre-concert talks, and the first thing you said was, "Ladies and gentlemen, those are the exits." And immediately everyone was at their ease.
That's right.
They knew it was going to be okay.
I did a talk before a very conservative audience in West. Nah, well, it's somewhere. Anyways, and I don't want to name the city. And there were 2,000 people sitting there. It was an orchestra piece, and I said to them, "How many of you will expect to dislike this piece?" And I want an honest answer. 95% of the hands went up. Seriously, I'm serious. And I said, "And so how many of you think that's unfair?" Same 95. I got a standing ovation out of guilt.